Drug companies spend billions every year on television and magazine ads targeted at specific demographics. That's why if you watch one cable station, you think everyone has fallen down and can't get up. And on another station, everyone is miraculously able to show their bare arms after curing psoriasis. But now these companies are going a step further and targeting specific patients with ads on the internet and on smartphone apps. But wait, how can you do that without violating privacy laws around medications? Rebecca Robbins is the business reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. She joins us now. Rebecca, how do they get the data and how do the companies get around these privacy laws?
These data come from a variety of different sources. So there's things like census data, survey results that help inform the targeting. Then there's patterns that are deduced from analyzing these huge quantities of anonymized health records.
So they're anonymous?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So these are things like electronic health records recording a doctor's visit, insurance claims, pharmacy transactions. So this information is stripped of patient names, so your name would not be attached to this information. But these marketers are using this trove of information in order to deduce patterns about who are the most likely people to want or need a particular drug. It was pretty fascinating to report out. There's a lot of technology and tools that I think people don't understand day to day. I certainly didn't until I did this story.
Hmm. And STAT also looked at how drug companies are reaching out to patients to get them to sign up for clinical trials or to connect with financial assistance programs. We know that this is happening after the hurricanes in Texas and Florida. You've written about that. How does that work? Same way?
Yeah. So again, we're seeing these targeted ads that are aimed at people maybe based on where they're located or which pages on Facebook they like. So again, this more precise targeting, which is a really different approach from the traditional model, which is trying to reach these broad demographics who might read Time magazine or watch Good Morning America.
So again, it's not as if some doctor or some pharmacist is handing over your name and your medical issue so that a drug company can target you with an ad on your cell phone. But still, it might be alarming for people to have an ad show up, you know, how did you know that I had that disorder and needed that medication? But are the drug sellers, you know, is it working for them?
I think, as you alluded to, you know, everyone's had that familiar experience in online shopping where, you know, you looked up some dress pants, and then suddenly everywhere you go, you're seeing these ads for dress pants. And I think with drug advertising, we're really moving towards that model. Some of the marketers that I spoke with said that they were seeing much higher rates of people actually exploring the drug website and taking steps towards getting a prescription from these strategies rather than the broad targeting that we've seen traditionally.
Yeah. Rebecca Robbins, business reporter with STAT. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.